We are 103.9 Timmy DKX, Rochester's number one station for R&B hip hop throwbacks. Every Wednesday morning, we have Dr. Stacey Killings in. Mental Health Matters. Good morning, Dr. Killings. How are you?
Good morning. I am well. How are you guys?
Fantastic. You know, joking around as we usually do off air, and it leads to on air. But it's a very serious topic today. You want to talk about workplace stress, which I'm sure if you're listening now and you don't like your job, don't say nothing. Don't I'll say it for you. You're stressed out. It's at work. You want to leave. You can't take it. You upset with coworker right now sitting in your car. Dr. Stacey Killings has got some stats for you.
Yes, and I need to say that today's topic, the topic for today, is being brought to you by Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Theta Alpha Zeta Chapter. Mm. All right. Now, according to the American Psychological Association, they did some research in 2023. Mm-hmm. And the results of that said that the survey confirmed that psychological well-being is a very high priority for workers. 92% of workers said that it's important for them to work for an organization that values emotional and psychological well-being. 92% said that it's important for them to work for an organization that provides support for mental health. 95% said that it's important for them to feel respected at work. And 95% also said it's important for workers to work for an organization that respects the boundaries between work and non-work time. And the majority, 77% of workers report that they are not satisfied with their work environment because of the lack of support for mental health and well-being that they receive from employers. It's a lot. Those are some high numbers.
That's very much. And from 2023, you said, that's pretty recent.
Yes.
All right. So then where do we, it's so interesting you say that, because I was reading an article this week about same thing with young people. There have been, if you go to WDKX's app, WDKX.com, young people in high school have said the similar thing. There's a lack of mental health support at some of the schools that they attend. They want to bring awareness to this. But for the workplace, now that this has been brought to the attention, have you heard, or has anybody, text 678-1039, have you heard of your office implementing new things? Because now that you have the data, Dr. Killings, shouldn't that result in some change going forward?
Yes, it should. But oftentimes, you know, employers are all about dollar bill, y'all. So to make those changes and sometimes improvements, that employers have to look at the cost benefit analysis. Mm-hmm. You know, which is what happens. So small changes can be implemented, but it all depends upon the employer that you're working for. But it's most important as an employee for us to realize when we are getting burnt out, when we are suffering from, you know, workplace, work environment, school environment stress.
All right. So let's go to somebody who's listening to this show right now, who's dealing with this at work. I've been given many assignments, many things to do. I might not have the staff, personnel, or just days, hours, weeks to get this all sort of done and feeling it. They're in their car right now. They're listening to this show. Maybe they're at home. They took a mental health day, whatever it might be. What would you say to them in this particular moment on identifying workplace stress as opposed to just like sort of stress in general? What are there any signs that tell me
it's specifically
work? It ain't nothing else. It ain't this. It ain't that. It's work specifically.
Specifically work. Well, you have to figure out what it is that you're trying to get out of. What is it that you're trying to accomplish within your job? Mm. And are those things happening? For example, are you lacking career growth? Are you, you know, have you been there for 20 years and you're looking to grow within your job and there's no opportunities for growth? Are you going home constantly stressed out? You're having difficulty concentrating when you're at work, or you're sleeping all the time when you go home? Are you taking things out on your family and friends because you've been so stressed out at work that by the time you get home, you're exploding? Is there deterioration in your work-life balance? You're not able to balance those things out. Are you working very long hours? And when you're not working, you're at home thinking about work. What about the environment that you're working in? Is it toxic? Are the people that you're working with toxic? Are you always getting migraine headaches? Are you always having stomach aches? Are you holding stress in your neck and your shoulders? What about the pay? Are you financially stable? Is your work helping you to accomplish things outside of work financially? Are you able and capable of paying your bills? And if you're coming up with a lot of health issues, those are called psychosomatic concerns. Are you, you know, like I was saying before, are you ending up, do you find yourself having stomach aches? Do you find yourself being tense all the time? Do you find yourself having, carrying stress in your shoulders, in your lower back, in your neck? If you're experiencing several or many of those things, or even a few of those things, it might be time for you to reevaluate if the environment that you're working in is toxic, and it might be time to look for something else.
Listen, we've got the, excuse me, not check your health. That's not something we're talking about. We've got the Amaranth Miller coming up in a matter of moments. Shiftit.com talks a little bit about, you know, maybe going to another route and not leaving the job until you get another job. But then again, Dr. Killings, people don't leave after they've been there for such a long time. Change is scary. So a lot of people might be in a situation where their job stresses them out. There's no communication. There's no help for mental support or wherever it might go, but they feel that they can't leave. What do we do with that in a situation where I can't leave because I don't want to rock the boat and go someplace else and it be worse? Do they stay in the misery?
And well, you just, to me, you just answer the question yourself. Stay in misery. That just does not make any sense to me. Mm-mm. Do I stay and be miserable? What could be worse than that?
Yeah.
Staying in misery. If you can't find a way out, if there's no way for you to make changes and to improve your situation, then it would probably be best for you to find a new situation. Mm-hmm. And if you can't figure out a way to make changes at your workplace, there are subtle things that you can change within yourself and for yourself that might make things better.
Interesting. What about a boss? I want to get into that, too, because it's usually somebody you have to report to. They could be, listen, they're a grinder. They're just like, listen, grind it out. I don't want to hear you complain. They could be a sympathizer. They could be like, yes, I understand what you stroke you, you know, your ego, make you feel a little bit better. But we still need to get this done by the end of the day.
Correct. Yes, yes, yes. Those bosses who will appease us and smile and nod and say, yes, I hear you, I understand, but they don't make any changes. And that's what goes to what we were talking about before. Tyreek, is the only thing that we have control over, or the only thing that we can change, is ourselves.
That's it.
So what can I do? How can I manipulate or control or manage myself and my situation to make things better for me? Do I need to get a better night's rest so that when I wake up in the morning, I'm not as tired? Do I need to bring in a diffuser that will diffuse a fragrance or an oil that puts me in a more calm or relaxed mood? Mm. Do I need to leave for lunch, even if it's just going and sitting in my car during lunchtime? Do I need to take a walk during lunch to get some of those, to get some sunlight or some fresh air? So there are certain things that we certainly can do to improve things within our workplace, and look for helpful hints. There are also things that we can do to help us communicate more effectively with our supervisor. Sometimes not communicating with our supervisor could work best for some people, because for some, the minute you communicate with your supervisor or the person that you report to, then you're on their radar. So depending upon what type of workplace environment you have, sometimes people don't want to communicate with their supervisors. And then you have those that communicate or over-communicate all the time. So it's important to know what type of system, you know, employment system that you're working in. Is it best to communicate or not communicate?
Absolutely.
And earlier this year, they announced out in France, there's a new law where businesses cannot contact employees through email after work hours. And I believe they're trying to push that over here. I think in California, it's called the Right to Disconnect Bill, where the employers shouldn't be contacting you after work hours. So I'm not sure if it passed, but I know that's what they're trying to push out in California and a couple other states. So I mean, is that something that could work in with, you know, staying away from work stress? Because I know there's
absolutely.
No, because there's nothing like after hours.
Yeah.
And you get hit with something.
That email.
Yes.
And all you want to do is just sit back and just chill out and just get ready for tomorrow.
Right. And, you know, you got to unplug. You have got to, what you say, after hours.
I don't want no email at 9:35 at night on a Friday. Yeah. I don't want that.
Yes. And make sure that your notifications are off. Any way that someone can access you, any way that your job can access you after hours, turn those notifications off. And it's important that you let your boss or your manager know. Now, we're not talking about those individuals who are on call and who are supposed to be accessible after hours. But if my contract that says from 9 to 5, at 9:01, do not text me, do not email me, do not call me. Don't ring my doorbell, don't send me a letter in the mail.
I just thought about Big Red from Five Heartbeats. My office hours are from 9 to 5.
That's not 5:01. At 5:01, it goes to Monday morning.
That's right. That is right. And it's about setting boundaries for yourself.
Yeah.
And protecting your space of peace. You know, because if you're already stressed out from 9 to 5 or, you know, dealing with a stressful situation or a stressful or toxic work environment, at 5:01, it's time to take that. Well, you take the work hat off at, you know, 5 o'clock. So that 5:01 is now is time to de-stress and use that time to do whatever you need to do for yourself. Detach. Setting boundaries.
I want to take a quick break. We'll come back. Workplace stress is what we're talking about this morning with WDKX, Mental Health Matters, Dr. Stacey Killings. I want to get into quiet quitting because I think a lot of people turn that sort of work light off at 1:05 instead of 5:01. Because it's just like, I've had it today. I'm not even answering anymore and it's done. And of course, the ultimate question, Dr. Stacey Killings, when is it time to go? Workplace stress, the stress that you deal with at work all the time. Before we went into break, I wanted to get into the portion of quiet quitting. This is something we talked a bit about before with our financial advisor, Dr. Sharon McKeever, where people are at work, but they're not checked in. As a matter of fact, they hardly ever check in. They're just there. So there's no
way. I've had those days.
Yeah, well, you're just
there.
Yeah. But it's not a quitting like they wanna quit, they just don't.
It's over a day.
Yeah, it's just like it's specifically for like sometimes for a day or so, but a lot of people have done it for weeks, months, and years where they're just hiding from their boss, like you said, and they're just hiding from work and they pretend to show up here and there, and then next thing you know, they're like, you haven't done anything all year.
Yeah. And that's stressful in itself.
Yeah.
Like you're hiding from your boss all day, every day. And, you know, you have those pangs in your gut when you know my boss is coming around the corner. Like, what am I going to do when my boss comes over here and you know, looks at my caseload and I haven't done anything? That's stressful in itself. So if you're at your place of employment and you're having days where you're not being productive, it is time to consider either looking for something else or speaking to a mental health provider to find out what is going on. If you're struggling to focus, if you're always sick, if you're having those psychosomatic complaints where, you know, every day I come to work, I have a debilitating migraine and I'm going home early. You know, if your workplace stress is starting to have an impact on your health, it is time to look for something else. And even just the thought of looking for something else can be that stimulus that we need to make ourselves feel better, because we know, you know what, I'm getting out of this job. It might not be tomorrow, but just the fact that I'm actively searching could be that positivity that we need to help us get through those next few days or weeks at our current job, knowing that we're going on and moving on to something better.
All right. Make sure that you understand that a lot of stuff that we were just talking about moments ago, Emre Mello was talking a little bit about, don't be looking for your new job at your job. That is not a good idea. So make sure, you know, if you're winding down, decide to do it. Put a calendar together. Decide, okay, all right, this is not what I want to do. I'm going to give myself 4 months. I'm going to give myself 3 months to try to search for another job or get to another position. But if you say it and you don't do it, you don't plan on going anywhere. Is that kind of thing? You're kind of living within the stress and going through the
same. Yes. And what did you say? Living in the misery or something?
Yeah.
That just doesn't make any sense. No. And on top of the calendar, in addition to the calendar, you might want to write down, okay, these are the things that I need to do to look for another job. I need to revamp my resume. Mm-hmm. I might need to speak with a life coach or a therapist to help me to help guide me through this process. Who do I need to communicate that I'm looking for another job? My significant other, my partner, those types of individuals, certainly just those individuals that you trust. And I need to, you know, hone in on the skills that I have. Okay, what are my employability skills? And I need to make sure that all of those things are necessary so that I can present my best self. I need to go out and buy a new suit or get, you know, some you know, a couple of new outfits so that when I'm called for an interview, I am ready to go. Get all of my documents together, any papers of examples or projects that I've worked on, get all those things in order. Put those, make a list of those things that you need to do and start the ball rolling.
The other end of this too is Dr. Stacey Killings joins us now. We're talking a little bit about workplace stress. Then comes the sort of, okay, you let your employer know and they hit you with the kids. Well, Stacey, I didn't know you were unhappy. Or, you know, we're gonna really, like, there comes the guilt trip of trying to keep you in, but you know it's time to go. When is that moment where you're just like, all right, it's time to go and I got to plan my strategy?
Yes. Well, that time to go is basically understanding and being in tune with oneself. Again, are you feeling sick? Is your environment, is it a toxic environment? The second you step into the building, things are being thrown at you. You're on edge all the time. You're tense all the time. You're eating, you're gaining weight or you're losing a significant amount of weight. You're not sleeping well at night. You're stressed. I mean, we all know what stress feels like. And if you are able to discern that it's being caused by your workplace, either you need to do something within yourself to change it, or you need to do something to remove yourself from that environment. But don't just remove yourself from that environment without a plan.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, before we wrap up, I want to make sure they're aware there are some people that kind of stay, as you said, in a job that is miserable for them, especially for those that work in the healthcare field, because they feel as if their patients need them. Like, what's going to happen? Such and such is not going to get their food at the time they like their food, or their medication at the time that I give them their medication. And they feel good providing this service, and they feel as if they are, in some regards, I'm not saying they are, but in some regards, they're abandoning the people that they cared for because it matters to them. So then what do you do when you self-talk yourself out of leaving because you're worried about how the place is going to operate without you?
Right. And that's when you might need the support of a therapist yourself, because you're not being fed. You're feeding someone else, but you're not feeding yourself. Mm-hmm. It's important to realize that, you know, hospitals and these healthcare facilities have been around for tons of years, and that particular facility or office is going to function the same way they functioned before you got there. They will function the same way after you leave. And if you're that kind of compassionate, caring individual, so you might just need to leave that toxic environment and move over into a different healthcare facility that is not toxic for you.
But how do you not invest into a relationship like that? Because you bond with those people.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. And it is about care.
You don't want, I mean, obviously at the end of the day, it's business, right? If the job says, yo, we're not paying you tomorrow, you're not going to work there. But you don't want to treat people as if, you know, they're just a dollar bill. Mm.
Correct. And again, and not treating people just as if they're a dollar bill. How are you treating yourself? Mm-hmm. Ooh. So that's what needs to happen first. If you're miserable in your environment, you're not going to be able to help anyone else. So you have to be able to and make sure that you're pouring into yourself and you're giving yourself what you need first. And if they're, you know, if you're still connected with those people, you can certainly stay connected to those people. You can pop in and visit every now and then. You can connect with them on social media. You can send a card, you know, for the holidays, those sorts of things. But if you're not being fed and if you're not taking care of your mental health, you're not going to really be good for anyone else.
You know, this segment, we were talking a little bit about this over the weekend, and it goes back to so many things that are connected to workplace stress. It goes back to specific relationships and things that are going on. When we talk about mental health matters, it really does. How you feel about yourself and how you take care of yourself affects everyone that you care about around you.
Absolutely. It permeates through every aspect in our world. I mean, mental health, I mean, it is who we are. It's how we see through our lens. It's how we judge people. It's how we view people. It's how we talk to people. It's how we carry ourselves. Are we walking around this world with confidence, or are we walking around this world under a cloud of despair? Are we sitting in our jobs feeling that this is all we, you know, this is all I got, this is all I can do? Having strong and feeling empowered and having a strong sense of oneself and a positive outlook and being mentally well can certainly help us advance and feel confident enough to leave something that's not good for us and to move on to something that will be better for us.
My goodness. We started talking about workplace stress and it started going towards relationships and all types of other stuff. Because everything is
mental
attached.
Mental health, I'm telling you, it matters in every aspect.
Interesting. So that's the number one. It's so interesting that we talk a little bit about taking care of eating right. Say, we'll talk about exercise and taking care of yourself, feeding yourself the right stuff, whether it's through books or podcasts or social media or whatever it is. It goes to every aspect of life. You have to eat and live and breathe as clean as possible to prepare yourself for the real world.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Wow.
It's all connected. It is all interconnected.
Right.
I'm so glad to be reconnected to this radio station, feeding the people some good stuff.
I don't know how you do it. No, we've been doing this for a couple of weeks now. It's been over a month. Over a month now. And every topic you bring up, I'm like, damn, I know somebody going through that.
Yes, it's so true.
Yeah.
It's so true. And I really want to hear from the listeners, and I want to see what kind of topics they're interested in hearing, or if there's something that we've already covered, if they want to hear, you know, if they want to delve deeper. So we's here for the people.
That's right. Here to take your questions. You can always text or call 678-1039. 678-1039. Looking forward. I don't know what you're going to have next week, but I'm looking forward to it because somehow it affects my world. And if it affects my world or Sight's world, it affects your world. So I appreciate you listening in. And remember, there are going to be some tough topics coming up now, Dr. Stacey Clearling. Some people are going to need somebody to talk to. After,
right.
You know what I mean? Because we done pulled some scabs. There's still some bleeding going on. So
that's right.
We're
not going to put Band-Aids on them. We're going to fix them. We're going to heal the people.
That's what it's all about. We are 103.WDKX. Stacey Clearling. Every Wednesday morning starting at 10 o'clock. Don't be late for Mental Health Matters on 103.9 WDKX.